Welcome to Grace Break Radio. Good morning. Welcome to Grace Break Radio, where your host, Tracy Worley, that's me, brings a bit of grace, mercy, and courage to your day. Join us today for an infusion of God-inspired thoughts, questions, and laughter along the way. Good morning, everyone. This is Tracy Worley, and as always, I'm excited to be with you today. And those of you who are listening to the recording, welcome and bless your day as well. This weekend has been phenomenal, not only in people who I have met, but people who have poured into my life this week and over the weekend. Saturday is an annual women's symposium here in Missoula, Montana, where I live. And this is the third time I've had the privilege of speaking at the symposium. And I just spent the day visiting with old friends, acquaintances, business collaborators, and met so many more new ones. And this is the idea of when you show up filled up, how much more you receive on the back end. And Andy Stanley, and I believe I've talked about this before, Andy Stanley has a wonderful analogy, is, you know, fill my cup, fill my cup. But it's our responsibility to continually empty our cup every day. What is it that's in my cup that I can pour out into others? And sometimes we end up, you know, I've given to that person before and they've never done anything with it. And that's an idea. But the idea is just to keep giving, because then you have more capacity in your cup to receive more, receive different ideas, receive different opportunities. So if we keep hanging on to who and what we are today and not giving of that, there's no room for something else new to come in. And that was, as I sat back and watched others, not only Saturday, but yesterday, we're in the middle of a call process for a new senior pastor, and this is, I think, the seventh or eighth call we've done to bring in a pastor. And to watch people in the congregation comment, there was some heated debate, but to come out at the other end still loving each other is a great example of show up filled up, empty your cup, and also be willing to, at the end of the day, hug and shake each other's hand. Because that's what we're here for. To love, to be joyful, and to add value to others. And today, we're going to go through law number 3, the law of the mirror. And if this is your first time joining us, you can listen to the previous podcast, but we're going through John Maxwell, who is not only my mentor, but also business partner, and we are going through the 15 invaluable laws of growth. And those of you who have been following me often, potential is the biggest thing that I talk about, potential square. It's about until the last breath we take, it's our responsibility to continue to hone in our gifts and that potential. So for me, it's communication, potential, self-esteem, self-image. Where are you today? How can I add value for you to move forward into tomorrow? That's where my gift is. And if I'm being pulled in different directions outside of that gift, I'm no longer in that arena of potential. So the 15 invaluable laws of growth really just hone in some specific ideals into how you can put this into practice into your personal and professional life. And the law of the mirror. And I have stated in the last previous weeks, we're creating an intensive program for this. And the group will be limited so we can spend one-on-one time together. And we also do group because where you are at, somebody else has already been there, or there's an outside perspective of, hey, this is what I see, what do you think about this? And it's just that one question and somebody else giving you the key to open the door to the next stairway to get to your destination. So be looking for that on gracebreak.com and also over at tracywerley.com. And then we'll always put the links on the social media, the Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. So be looking for that. Right now we're going to dive into the law of the mirror. And the law of the mirror has stated, you must see value in yourself to add value to others. Say, okay, well, how do I add value to myself so I can add value to others? I'm not sure what that means. How am I supposed to be doing it? And that's what's so great about doing this together. And a reminder, this is the 20,000 foot view, and I only have time to just quickly touch on certain bases. So the first part is, you know, learn it, developing self. You know, what's the definition of potential? For me, it is continually adding and learning. You know, only a third of college graduates will ever read another book after they graduate. So it's, where is it in your daily, weekly, or monthly agenda that you're learning, practicing, or honing in on your gift? What is that? What is your personal definition of potential? You know, potential is potential. Where you're sitting right here today is where you're at. And so now you're aware that this is where I am today, this is where I want to go, and then go to your daily agenda. What in that daily agenda is no longer serving my purpose, and delete it. Are you sitting on a board that does not fulfill your value system or your potential? Are you, look how many hours of television you may be reading or watching. Is that serving value to your potential and to where you want to be 6 months, 12 months from now? It's just little changes in that. So the idea of seeing value in ourselves to add value to ourselves, that we have to believe that we can do it. And I'm telling you right here today, I believe in you, and you can do it. Look back at your childhood. Look back at children that you may be raising, or nieces or nephews, when we're itty-bitties and we have a goal to get the cookie off the counter. There is absolutely no barrier in our way to be able to find a way to get up to the counter to get that cookie. So where is it that you can start redefining and adding potential? What are some barriers, you know, to get up to the counter to that cookie jar's height? Okay, do I pull drawers out and use it as a ladder? Do I pull a chair over and climb up the chair? Do I get the big, huge, tall dog that I ride as a horse and climb up on their back to get up to the counter? What are the barriers? Because I can guarantee you, when you are living within your God-given gifts, talent, strength, the barriers will diminish. The barriers will be removed. And sometimes barriers are in our way so we can learn quickly of why we don't do what we do or what we are doing now. So just think of some of those barriers. So the second part is, you know, the first part is review the definition of potential. What is that? And then list some known barriers that where you are today and where you want to go tomorrow. Part two is a look in the mirror, the power of positive self-esteem. Some of us call it esteem, self-image, whatever it is in your vocabulary. Where are you in that spectrum of where you are today and where you want to go? Do you want to be a vice president of a Fortune 500 company? What is in that arena, and who can help you get there? And if you are valuing yourself as I will always just be a janitor, you're always going to be a janitor because you also don't have the vision to go to the next step. The power of self-esteem, power of self-image. When I was an itty-bitty, it was self-esteem. And it's like, hey, Tracy, you need to have a great self-esteem. Okay, that sounds great. How do I get one? Well, you need to have a good one. And there were no adults in my life, whether it was my teachers, counselor, you know, whatever. Well, how do I do that? Well, the number one way, especially as adults and as we're moving into our potential and where you want to spend your life adding value to others, is what do you value? This is the solid foundation to our self-esteem and our self-image. Is what you value is what you're going to receive. So if I value my career that I'll, you know, this is as good as it's going to get, this is as good as it's going to get. If I value myself as a highly developed individual to help others reach their goals, their potential, that's where I'm going. The vision and the values. So what do you value? And I talk about values all the time. And there's just three main areas of solid foundation in who you are and how you help the world. One is your values. Second is your attitude. And the third is your belief, which is your self-esteem, self-image, whatever we want to call it. But to get into our self-esteem is knowing what we value. And on the website, there's worksheets on top four, and that's a start. What do you value? We all value different things in our life. And once we understand what that is, it also creates those healthy boundaries of that sounds like a great opportunity, but it's not falling in line of who and what I'm doing right now. It also creates necessary endings, as Henry Cloud puts it, or the law of sacrifice. There are going to be people, places, and things that no longer add value to who you are today and where you're going tomorrow. Okay? Necessary Endings is a book by Henry Cloud, and the law of sacrifice is from the 21 Laws of Leadership. So, it's that sacrifice. Who and what am I spending my time with, and is it adding value to get me to where I am today, to where I know I'm supposed to be tomorrow in my giftedness, in my purpose, in my passion? So if you have a passion that you want to run a marathon, but you're spending time in the brewery with your buddies every night and not going and adding more miles, you're not going to make that marathon. So that's the law of sacrifice, the law of necessary endings. It's like, hey guys, I'm training for this marathon. I'll see you, at the brewery when I'm done. If it's, golf, but you want to run a marathon, you may have to cut out a couple of rounds of golf a week so you can go and get your miles in. And having a low self-esteem puts a ceiling on our potential. And so think about the idea of where your esteem is. And how and where you can build it. And this is a great idea of people are never able to outperform their self-image. And Nathaniel Brandon says, if you feel inadequate to face challenges, unworthy of love or respect, unentitled to happiness, and fear assertive thoughts, wants, or needs, if you lack basic self-trust, self-respect, and self-confidence, your self-esteem deficiency will limit you no matter what other assets you possess. And even if people keep coming to you and saying, you did a great job, I want to see more of that, if you are thinking you are unworthy and unentitled, that's the value you put on yourself and what others will put on you. And John says it so eloquently, if you put a small value on yourself, rest assured the world will not raise the price. That is one of the most profound statements that I can bring to you today in the Law of the Mirror. If you're putting a small value on yourself, the world is not going to raise the price. It's up to us to raise the value. And this is an area where when I have one-on-one coaching clients and helping them build the foundation of their business, and pricing is all about it, especially when you're in consulting, that you know, when you go and purchase a cosmetic or go purchase a car or purchase a new piece of sporting equipment, you have a pretty good idea of what that retail price is and you were willing to pay it. But when we are creating a service, this is the biggest thing. When we put a small value on that service, it's hard to raise the price. And I just heard a story 2 weeks ago on an individual, and this was a $10,000 service that they sat with a potential client, went through everything that they would do to get them to where they want to go. So it's consulting. So the tangible is return on investment on the back end. And valued it at lower than $10,000. The client was like, I can't really afford that. The client went and had a conversation with a direct competitor, signed up with them for twice the amount than what they had offered because they didn't see the value in the lower price. So regardless if we're talking about money, your heart, your spirit, where you are in your career, where you are in your relationships, if you are placing a small value on anything, that's the value you're going to receive. But if we place a high value of respect and love, you know, happiness comes a part of that. We're asserting non-fear-based decisions and moving forward. And there's so much more. I mean, this is a whole teaching piece just on potential and our self-image and value and where you are as an individual. And I'm just, anyone that's listening to this, just know I'm holding you in prayer that you have a breakthrough. And even those who have a high self-esteem and self-image, there continually is barriers because we've made it to a certain point and it's like, okay, I've never been here before, now where do I go? I'm lifting you in and out of that as well. Where am I going to go? Another area here is guard your self-talk. When we consistently say, oh my gosh, I'm so stupid. I can't believe I did that. Or I'm just dumb. I mean, no one's going to listen to me anyway. I might as well not even turn in that report because every time I do the report, there's something wrong with it or no one ever reads it. Yeah, let's guard our self-talk. And sometimes out of teasing, I'll say it because I know, you know, in our household and with my husband, we don't use the word stupid or dumb. If we drop something on the floor, we don't say, oh my gosh, I'm so stupid, because that starts the self-talk. So those are words we do not use in our household. And I'm asking you to, this week, think about different things that come out of your mouth. Like if you can't find your keys, or you drop something, or it's like, you know, where is your self-talk? Is it positive or is it negative? And, you know, when I drop something, it's kind of like Nelly Nuggets, or I can't believe I just did that, and laugh and find humor in things where it might be stuck. And the negative messages that we receive on a daily basis is huge. So this is where the law of the mirror is. What we're putting in is what's going to come out. So are you watching or listening to, you know, very heady and sarcastic television, radio? What are you reading? Whatever we're digesting in media is what's going to come out. So what are you digesting in that law of the mirror? Because what we put in will come out. The second area is stop comparing yourself to others. And it's easy to compare. It's like, oh my gosh, we both started at the same time, and Susie now runs a multi-million-dollar company, and my company is like at six figures. What am I doing? And you start comparing. Stop. Susie may have had an investor, a family investor. We have to stop comparing. Because I can guarantee if you see a perfect family, there's some baggage there that they are either still carrying or they have had to work through. And I have some friends who have been blessed beyond belief in their life through their school years, through college, married their college sweetheart, have wonderful kids, wonderful careers. I mean, there's been very little blips in the road. But even that's a struggle. Even that's a story. Because I always want to know what people's stories are. And even Saturday when I'm meeting new people, I would just look at them like, what's your story? I want to know your story. I don't want to know your title. I want to know your story. Who are you and why are you here? Well, I'm not anybody else. My name's Tracy. My name isn't Susie. And my story is failure. My story is I am here today and where I am right now because of adversity, abandonment, divorce, loss of children. I mean, that's my story. That's who makes me, and I cannot compare myself to anybody else, and you cannot compare yourself to me because I can guarantee you, you don't want what's in my luggage. But it's all about that solid foundation. It's my values, the attitude, and moving forward. stop comparing yourself to others. And I can tell you, you know, sometimes I do too. I still like, oh my gosh, I love what she's doing. I would love to be doing that too. And I go play in their sandbox for a little bit, right? I get unfocused and outside of where I'm supposed to be. And I go play in somebody else's sandbox. And I'm the one that finds the poo. So don't be comparing yourself or wanting to be somebody else. Because I can guarantee you, you're going to start digging up the naughty stuff that they've had to live through. Live through your own. Do what you need to do to be successful. The third part is move beyond your limiting beliefs. And again, we're down to 4 minutes this morning, and this is the 20,000 foot view, and each one of these little sections we could spend time. And I hope we do have that opportunity as we move forward. Move beyond your limiting beliefs. Charles Schwab says, when a man has put a limit on what he will do, he has put a limit on what he can do. A limit on what he will do. And this goes back to, you know, kind of some of the corporate. Yeah, we've tried that, been there, done that. We're not going to do it again. However, you have different team members. You have a different perspective. And what didn't work 5 years ago may happen and work well now. If I say, yeah, I will never do that, what am I missing out on? What am I missing out on? I think about skydiving and the adventure of that. Not only was I able to have a bird's eye view, but the plane ride, as we were circling around the little mountain range, I saw waterfalls, I saw hidden lakes, I saw areas of that valley that I've never seen before just driving in the car. So where are you limiting yourself? And if you identify it, just do a turnaround statement. I will. I am. The fourth area is to add value to others. And this is where I'm going to end our call today, because this is so important, is values. They can become self-protective because this is who you are and why you are doing what you're doing. This is making a difference. And the more we add value to others, the more value we add to ourselves. This could be mentorship. This could be your children. I mean, where are you adding value to their lives to lift them up, to help them do something good in this world? And the areas that we're going over very quickly is do the right thing, even if it's the hard thing. Practice a small discipline daily in your potential. That means what is in your daily agenda that you're doing one thing to get you to where you want to go tomorrow. Celebrate small victories. Embrace a positive vision for your life based. And I've shared some of the vision strategies, and that again is an area that we could spend a lot of time on. And individually, where's your vision and how we can help you see a larger one in the future? And I'm going to leave you with this. We tend to get in life what we're willing to tolerate. I'm not willing to tolerate for average. I know what my strength, gift, and purpose is here. And it would be a tragedy if I didn't work to my fullest potential for that. And as I look at myself in the mirror, there are areas I still need to work on, but I know that every day there's something in my agenda that's working well. Now, again, be looking for the in-depth study that we'll be offering at gracebreak.com or tracywhirley.com. And again, we'll be putting the links on social media. And if you're on our email list, you'll definitely be getting a direct email for that as well. Thank you for joining me on Grace Break Radio. This is Tracy Whirley. Look up and out, my friends.